The sweeping election overhaul the General Assembly passed last year required the State Board of Elections to check its voting records against other states. So the board compared its records for the last presidential election with those of 27 other states, and here's what it found. 765 people with the same first and last name, date of birth, and last four digits of their Social Security number voted in North Carolina and another state.
Whether or not this data is actually indicative of fraud, that is a subject of an ongoing investigation.
State Board of Elections spokesman Joshua Lawson.
There are really kind of two options. One, it's voter fraud, and an individual is voting in two states, which they're not permitted to do. Or there's a clerical error being made at the polling station in one or both of the states.
Lawson says that's true of another finding, that about 36,000 people with the same first and last name and date of birth voted in North Carolina and another state in the last presidential election. That finding does not include information about Social Security numbers. The board also found that about 156,000 people with the same name, date of birth, and Social Security number are registered in two states, but North Carolina isn't the latest place they voted or updated their information. That could just mean that people moved, but the voter rolls haven't caught up. And the board found that 81 dead people have voting records after the date of their death. There could be a reasonable explanation. They may have died after mailing in an absentee ballot. Lawson says the board is reaching out to local election officials in North Carolina and other states where records matched up to finish its review. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.